broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Am I mic on? 419-852-9201. If you know the name of this song, that's all we're asking. This is a runner's song, right?
Yeah. We got to talk run. We're going to talk about some great runners.
Well, you ain't kidding. We're talking about some great runners.
You betcha.
We are here with Sports Talk. My name is Bob Stalder, and my friend is Mr.
Harold Feely's my name.
Harold Feely, and we are Sports Talk with Bubba.
Sports Talk.
And we have a special show tonight. We have the coach of the district champion girls cross country team, and also yes, Trevor Heitkamp also advances to the regionals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk cross country the first half hour of the show, and we're absolutely delighted to have Coach Christy Diller here with us. We are going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills real quick. We're coming back. We're going to talk to Christy about the week that was and the week that is coming up, and it's a big one for our girls cross country team. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through October 29th. Most best choice frozen vegetables are half price at only 99 cents each. Perry's 1.5 quart ice cream is 2 for $6. Jell-O and Jell-O pudding are just $1.25 each. And in their dairy case, most varieties of best choice shredded or chunk cheese is just $2.39 a package. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their popular spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and this year it will be carry-out only, and there will be no pre-sale tickets this year. The carry-out meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, and dessert. Just follow the signs on North Wayne Street for their drive-through. Tickets are, again, only $6, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 3rd.
All right, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and coach of the Fort Recovery Indians cross country program, and an all around just an absolute champion of a person, Christy Diller. And Christy, going into this season, you guys are young.
Yeah, we're very young.
And come up a little bit to the mic. But did you have any idea the success that these girls have had? And did you visualize this going in?
We knew they were going to have a good season. We brought all of our top seven back. Well, we brought everybody back we could, and then we brought up three freshmen.
Okay.
So we were expecting to have a good season. I don't know that I was expecting to have this good of a season.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of, we have six senior girls and two senior guys. So we have a really strong leadership, and we've got kids with a ton of experience, and that's huge.
Yeah.
So
during the season, let's talk about how the season went. So our did you, with the COVID, and was your season cut short, or was it, did you have a full slate? How did the cross country season work as far as COVID and the original schedule?
So we ended up having a full slate of meets. Some of our bigger meets we were either kicked out of because they were trying to lessen how many people were in it, or they just were canceled because they were too big. Mm-hmm. So I think we had one, two, maybe three meets we had to scramble to reschedule, which Mr. Niekamp was awesome mm-hmm. and did that right away. And so we didn't miss a weekend. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And I can't say, I mean, we require very little. So we don't. It's not like we have equipment. They just have their shoes. So, and we're outside. So yeah. It was normal business as usual, practice wise.
Good.
So do you see the, I mean, I watch these kids every day go by the garage.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see, like, this group, the work ethic is just tremendous?
Or? It is a really good, yeah, they do have a good work ethic. They just all are friends, and I think that's the difference.
Yeah,
I mean, they hang out. I mean, obviously, they hang out at practice together, but they hang out outside of practice. They've been around each other. I mean, they just, I think that's a lot of it. They run together in the summer, at least girls do.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everyone is, and on both teams, not everyone's there for the same reasons. Everybody's there for something different. Yeah. Not everyone's there because they want to be the fastest kid they can be. And so, you know, not everybody runs in the summer. And boy, these girls have goals, and they wanted to do it.
What was your numbers like? How many did you have on the girls' program?
We have 13 high school girls, and we had 7 high school boys this year.
So, how many years you've been coaching?
This is my 4th year.
So, is that one of your bigger teams, girls-wise? 13.
We've had, I think there was at least one year where it was a little bit bigger. This is the biggest group of seniors we've had since I've been coaching.
Are all the seniors on the team advancing? How many girls run in the?
Two of the top 7 are senior girls.
Okay, two of the 7. Really? So you got 5 underclassmen.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna make you feel good.
It's not a terrible problem to have.
That's right.
No, and we've got 3 8th graders that will pull, hopefully retain next year, and so hopefully reload,
jump right in
again.
And you made a great comment before about the senior leadership and how they've led you guys, and you wouldn't be where you're at now without those seniors. And even though none of them, you know, even though 5 of them are probably not going to make it to the regionals, they're a big cog as to why you've had your success.
Oh, for sure, particularly on the girls' side, and not to discount our senior boys, but those. I think all 6 of the senior girls have run from 7th grade all the way up to 9th grade, which is really unusual.
Yeah.
To have that big of a group in the 7th grade and then to retain them the whole way through. But I think all of them did. I have a senior boy who does not run, but he ran in junior high, and I want to say all those kids ran then. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's awesome. So last Saturday. And the cross-country sub-difference, districts, regional, state.
Correct.
Right? So we go to the districts, which was in Spencerville?
It was at Columbus Grove.
Okay, Grove.
Yeah, so districts for us is a little bit awkward because there was actually 2 races at districts. So we won our race, and then Minster won their race. Thankfully, we were not in Minster's Minster's race. So, but they crowned 2 district champions. But yeah, so there's 2 separate races just because of the size of our district. And then this week we'll go to regionals. I want to say there's 22 teams that go to this region. Top 7 will make it
top
out.
Top 7 move on.
So do they have? I was reading, you know, just because cross country is not a sport that gets a lot of fanfare.
Oh, no.
You know, and it's not a sport that the Bob Stalger and Harold Feelies follow much.
Oh, right.
You know? And when we talk sports talk, it's always football. It's always, you know, all the big sports. Mm. So I was reading some of the things about, for you guys, like, expanded start lines because they would try to keep social distancing. And so the kids don't wear masks or anything around it, do they?
No, we've had a couple times where it just depends on the starter,
okay.
the guy who starts the race. There's been a couple meets where they have been super strict about it, and so every kid wears a mask to the line, and then I get to carry around a bag full of baggies, and then we have to stand at the start line, and everybody puts their mask in a baggie, and I have to collect them all, and I'm running around with the damn bag of masks everywhere. It is what it is.
So is it?
But we haven't had to do... Now, I will say they weren't picky about that at districts. I would have to guess they're going to be picky about it this week.
Yeah.
So I'll carry around my box of baggies.
So basically, they put them on, take off, and as soon as they take off, they can toss them? Or you got to wear them the whole way?
I carry them around and go dump them at our camp, and then as soon as they're done, they're supposed to have them back on. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, and when, for the most part, they're not picky. Like, most of the time they've said we should have them on when we're walking around, because we get there and we walk the whole course, so everyone knows where they're going and there's no surprises. We don't wear our masks when we walk the course unless they specifically ask us to. I guess we're around each other all day, every day.
You say you walk the course. Can you run it?
Yeah, yeah. We do, and we do jog it part of the time. Depends on how much time we got. Most of the time we walk. If it's a looped course, we won't, you know, keep running it or walking it. But
how far is it?
3.1 miles.
3.1.
And this is at where?
This weekend it'll be at Tiffin.
Now, do you guys go up the day before?
No. Typically, in a season, we run at Tiffin in early September. And so we take just the varsity up there, and then they get a chance to be on the course and know it. The freshmen haven't been on it, but everyone else has been on it multiple times. Mm-hmm. So we'll get there about an hour early, and then same thing, we'll walk the whole course or as much of it as we can. They've got maps. They see where it needs to go. And a race... Saturday's race will be big. I mean, when last weekend we maybe had 50 kids, maybe 60. I mean, there'll be almost 200 kids in this race, so it won't get strung out. That we're not in any danger of leading the race this weekend, so you know it's not dire. They know where they're going, but it's good for the confidence.
Okay, so you as a coach, your style. So before the meet on Saturday. Are you intense? Are you laid back and say, hey, let's relax a little bit? What's your style, coach? I'm sure that everybody has a different motivation.
Sure. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I don't think, particularly at this point in the game, and granted, they always need some coaching, but like when they're on the line, we don't need to be coaching them up. They know what they need to do.
Yeah.
So I'm usually, when they have a little cheer they do, the girls team sings if you're happy and you know it, never, I mean there's all these cheers they do, I'm usually just telling them go have fun. It's fun to beat people, go have fun and pass somebody. And you know, if you don't like St. Henry's cheer, go beat their butts and don't do it that way.
Right.
Now, can I get intense? Sure. During the race, yes. I am the loudest person out there screaming and running around. But no, I'd rather they be good and relaxed when they start. And they're there because they choose to be there. You are there to have fun. Mm-hmm. Like, go have fun. Do something fun. Smile.
So do you take... So when you your coaching philosophy, you ran in college?
Yes.
Okay. And did you take some of the stuff that you learned in college, like, did you see some of the stuff that you taught, like, you were taught that you carry on it and you say, you look back at, you know, in college, this helped me. And you bring some of that stuff to the table.
Oh, some of it. And I take some of my day job, too. I'm a physical therapist. And I treat people who are overtrained every single day. And so my philosophy is these kids need very little. I mean, they need some stimulus, but... Mm-hmm. I would say it's more common at this point in the year for people to have kids in boots and injured and not running than to have a team that's not injured and ready to go.
Yeah,
so, right. You know, you see a lot of that in college as well.
Yeah.
It's too much. And so I tend to err on the side of less is more personally, but that's my own.
So, bias. Like when you run, Christy, and you... I mean, I guess you want to run as hard as you can, but do you tell these people, okay, now don't come out of the gate going 100 mile an hour, or you're going to be done. You
know,
you're
not don't burn it. All your matches in the first mile.
I mean, is there a point where you say, okay, when you get to the 3/4, you know, now we got to go get it.
Yeah,
you know,
so
give me everything you got.
Well, I mean, we don't run hard every day. You can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have 2 days a week where we have what I would say are workouts.
Yeah.
And those are the days of practice running hard. They know kind of a. We talk about race strategy, like you could go out and just burn it and try to go out super confident and hang on. Lots of people do that, but they tend to crash and burn when you do that. Or, you know, but you don't want to leave it too late, and then you got too much at the end. So every kid kind of has their own way they like to do it. If they ask me for a strategy, I will suggest one. But for the most part, I let them figure that out.
So I'm watching, I think it was Amy Wendell's Snapchat or her video of the, and it was for recovery, for recovery, for recovery, blank, for recovery. So they ran in a pack, basically.
Absolutely.
And is that something you did, that you kind of figured because of their times are all pretty even?
That's part of why we are having success. Because if you, in cross country, I don't know how much you guys know about the scoring, but it's the lowest score wins. And so if, like, on Saturday, Ellie Will was first place, okay, she gets 1 point. You know? And then we had a kid who was fifth, so now we got 6 points. So it goes that way.
That's how it's scored.
So the first five kids, that's your score. So if we can pack up like that. And in a race like on Saturday, we're at districts when there's not as many kids. Yes, our kids were boom, 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 boom. They try it. They pack up and they try to do that because that's, you know, or like St. Henry was very close to us score-wise initially. And they have a pack of three runners. And our goal is always break that pack up because then now that helps our score and takes away there. So,
yeah, that's good stuff. We are going to take a break. Chuck, we wake on this one. We're going to take a break. Commercial. We're going to pay some bills here. It's 8:17. We're going to come back, and Coach Diller is going to introduce her squad, and she's going to give us a rundown of who's running Saturday and who's on the team, boys and girls. We're going to talk about Trevor Heitkamp, who also made his way to the regionals this week. So we'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Our Lady Indians are playing great in the tournament, and they will now play in the district finals tomorrow night at 6 at the Portside Fieldhouse against MAC rivals the Marion Local Flyers for the right to go on to the regionals next Thursday at Elida. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's play-by-play with Rob Weaver for tomorrow night's match. Football is finished for the year, but volleyball is going strong. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night for the big-time volleyball tournament action and help cheer on our Lady Indians as they keep playing tough teams every match. You can watch all the action live on the NFH Network tomorrow night with Rob Weaver's play-by-play on WPGW, and you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Here, Sports Talk, Christy Diller, the coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Okay, so we're going to battle for regional on Saturday. And there's about 22 teams there. And when was the last time we got out of the? We had a chance to go to state. Have we ever had a team? We've had a team go to state.
We, as far as I know, the last time we had a girls' team go to state was in 1998. And granted, there maybe we had one in the early to mid 2000s, and I didn't know about it. But we think that's the last time. So And that was also, we're pretty sure, the last time anybody won districts from the girls.
And we run at what time?
Trevor runs at 9, and the girls run at 10.
So we're just trying to figure out what time we need the fire trucks.
I didn't think about that.
We got to have it.
We will get the fire trucks out Saturday.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay, and we'll make sure that happens. Okay.
That'll happen.
Are we going to state?
Yes.
You bet you, Mike.
Yeah, this is first state.
Then you get them out. Yeah.
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. We want to get the fire trucks out. We get them out.
What the? Fire
things just sitting there.
First of all, get that big ladder enough. I want to go out and ride around on it.
You would look great.
We're number
on
one.
That. Yeah, you would look absolutely great. So we are damn proud of our cross country team, and we absolutely love the coach. And let's talk a little bit about your team this year. And won't you just go ahead and run off their names and your seniors? Let's talk off. We're gonna start with the girls team, and let's talk about the seniors.
Okay, so we've got six seniors. We've got Anna Wendell, Hannah Metzger, Kendra Metzger, Sarah Seifring, Olivia Laux, and Brittany Klinke. So those six are seniors. We have a junior, Alyssa Heinrichs. We have three sophomores, Alexis Wendell, Caitlin Weitzel, and Megan Diller. And then three freshmen, Ellie Will, Bryn Stom, and Jenna Hart.
Oh, wait a minute. Ellie Will's a freshman?
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
So you have, and the High Camp boy's a freshman.
Right.
She might have two of the best runners around.
This is unbelievable.
It's good. It's a good problem to have.
I did not know the Will girl was a freshman.
Yeah.
Wow.
How good is she?
So she, at MAC, came in second. Of course, to a Minster girl.
Yeah.
And I think she... So we keep, like, a top 20 list of all... Like, we think the top, the top 20 times. And she went from... I don't know, maybe 9th or 12th, and she jumped all the way up to 3rd. So she's within 5 seconds of her school record.
Isn't that right?
Really? Which her sister holds, by the way.
Oh, so there's so big
incentive.
She was
fighting all her nails off.
Yeah, big incentive.
Yeah, so she, so that's, she's figuring things out.
Yeah. And then the boys team?
Boys team, we had two seniors, Connor Gower and Luke Keller. No juniors. Sophomores, we've got Ethan Evers and Caleb Bramel. And then we had freshmen. We had Trevor Heikamp, Jack Bargy, Christian Marshall. And I think that's it. Let me make sure I got them all. For Christian, Jack.
So I challenged her beforehand.
I did. Yeah, 7. There
she
we go.
Got them all. I challenged her because she didn't have no notes or nothing, folks.
Nope.
You know, I don't know nothing. I can't remember anything. She come in here, rattles off 20 kids.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, just like it's nothing. But she also has kids that age.
Yeah.
That helps.
You are getting old.
I know. Yeah, thanks.
We won't bring that up.
Yeah.
So we head out. So you'll head out Saturday morning at?
5:45 a.m.
Ooh. You feed them?
Not in the morning. We'll feed them afterwards. We'll stop and eat lunch somewhere.
You don't eat. Do you tell them?
Oh, they have to eat. Yes.
What do you tell them? Here's what we need. Do they have a game
they
day?
They eat their own thing.
Okay.
We try to tell them to eat about 3 hours before they run. So, but they all eat their own thing. Some kids want the whole big giant meal. Hopefully, not too many.
Yeah.
Most of them are
biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. Man, no, that's a recipe for puking later. But
yeah.
Most of them are like
me and Travis will eat that Saturday morning.
Most of it will be toast, oatmeal, granola bars, yogurt, something light, and then boy, they can eat afterwards.
Yeah,
and
they
go to town on that. So,
and then do you stop afterwards and you gonna feed them beforehand?
This week we will. Yes.
Okay.
Normally we bring food along with us. Our parents do an awesome job. They do our Meals on Wheels, and we bring sandwiches and food and Gatorade and whatnot. But this week we'll stop because it's regionals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I just we're so lucky here at Fort Kerry High School with our coaches, people who were here who bought into the went through the run, and now you're head coach here and you run this cross country program, and they're just amazing to watch them, and we see them running around town feasts. They run by the
they're
shop
awesome.
All the time, and they're just the most polite kids.
Yep.
And when you look at it that way, when you look at great the success, but they're just good kids.
I love that they're having success, but I just want them to have a good time. Like I have to say, we were looking through. Tracy Clark came and took pictures for us at MAC, and I'm looking through the pictures, and I see two of my high school boys. And they got their hands out Like, they're giving each other five. And they're both smiling. And afterwards, I'm like, what is this picture? Like, what were you doing?
Yeah.
Well, we're playing tag. They play tag in the middle of the race. They
just, yeah.
I mean, you know what? I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank, you know what? Yes, sometimes. Find sometimes running is fun.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's awesome. And I'm glad that they, you know, that they are doing well and they're having success, obviously. But they got to have fun. They're kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if it's not fun, they're not going to come back out again.
All right. So, let's say Saturday we advance. On Monday we practice. You line up with them. Where do you finish?
Oh, last right now. Yeah. So we talk about that top 10, that top 20 list, and I mean, I'm on there, but I got five kids like within a second. But we do that openly. Like, you know what? Coach Reisner's on the top 20 guys list. Here's his time. Somebody go beat his butt. Like, yeah, go get his time.
And Coach Reisner, Matt Reisner?
Yeah.
And he helps out.
He's the assistant.
Yeah, same.
So talk a little bit about how he's contributed to this success.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, I mean, most people know him as pretty serious, but he really is the one that brings a lot of the lightness and fun. I mean, he's the one who, like, on Fridays, we'll do a scavenger hunt, or we'll go to the park and have fun Fridays where they just play frisbee and basketball because they're tired of running during the week. You know, like, he really keeps it light. But he has a ton of experience, which is awesome. He ran in college. He was clearly very successful in high school. And I don't think we fight too much. So it works out pretty good. Last year was our first year coaching together, and I'm sure the kids will laugh because we bickered plenty. But
that's perfect.
As long as everyone knows who's boss, we're fine.
Hey, that's right.
Just kidding. No, I think it works pretty good, and we're very lucky to have me as a ton of experience.
Does.
Yeah,
that's right. And after this is all over, we want to get the seniors up here and interview them. So we always like to introduce the seniors. So after this is all over and we go to state and we have a heck of a ride here and we're having a heck of a ride, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations to this team. The we're all pulling for them, man. And it's amazing how you see more and more. And I'm sure I'll start seeing some signs up around town. And it'll be a fun Saturday, and we're rooting for you. And thank you for taking time to come up.
Thanks for having me.
That's Coach Christy Reisner of the Fort Kevry Cross Country team. They're going for the regional title.
Yes.
This Saturday at Tiffin.
Tiffin.
And the boys, Trevor Heikamp runs at 9:00, and Trevor's a freshman, and you see Trevor run around, and Bob and his dad and mom, and they're just great people, and you can do nothing but root for them. And then the girls get underway at 10:00, and we'll probably know everything what's going on by 11 or 12:00. We'll know what's going on. So Saturday's a big day for Fort Kevry Cross Country. We want to thank Christy for coming in. We're going to take a break, come back with the guy sitting here in the corner, Travis Guggenbiller of your district final, Lady Indians volleyball, and it is going to be a humdinger tomorrow night, folks. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
For Powers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Wow, there are still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including 3 vehicles, 8 trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their popular spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and this year it will be carry-out only, and there will be no pre-sale tickets this year. The carry-out meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, and dessert. Just follow the signs on North Wayne Street for their drive-through. Tickets are, again, only $6, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 3rd.
Sports Talk, Harold Feely. How about that cross country team?
Tremendous.
Yeah, it is.
Chris, she's a jam.
Oh my God. How
I might run.
You gonna run?
Maybe not. Travis, what are you laughing about?
Hey, I'll tell you who should be on the jumping team is this guy.
Yeah.
Every time you see a picture of him, he's 10 foot up in the air.
10 feet, hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that excited.
The guy's a leaper. Awesome. Guy is a leaper. We're back here, Sports Talk, and good luck to the cross-country team. And,
yep.
And we turn our attention to the Lady Indians volleyball team. And we knew, we had you up here during the season, early in the season, and you talked about some of the expectations, and we knew we had a nice ball club. And we have just done something that you have to do to be successful, and that's keep getting better. And better every match. And when you look at our team, mm-hmm. I don't think you want to play us right now.
No, I think we're kind of a team right now that's a little scary to play. But our girls are starting to click at the right time. You know,
like
somebody said we're starting to peak at the right moment. So let's hopefully that continues for us.
You had a huge win the other night against a very good Lincoln View team. People don't know how good that team was. They're 20-2 for a reason.
Oh yeah, and I said that to the girls. I knew going into the game. Actually, I was more nervous yesterday than I think I am for tomorrow's game.
Right.
Just because I knew how good they were. I mean, yes, their conference isn't as strong as the MAC, but they've played a lot of good teams. Like, I mean, they took Knoxville into 3, but they were tight, like 20. They were extra points.
Good game.
Yeah. New Bremen, they lost New Bremen in 4. So you knew going in this was going to be a tight game.
They lost 2 games to New Knoxville to New Bremen.
And they beat Delphus and Parkway.
Exactly. You know?
So they have also beaten 2 MAC teams.
Yeah. And Lincoln View is a team that you know, their program, all their program is very yeah, absolutely. It's a lot like ours, you know. They're just solid. They got a good school there, a good community, and that was a nice win, and playing it at home makes it even better.
Oh yeah.
And tomorrow night we're going to play a team that They're well coached. They got an unbelievable program, and they're in the toughest conference in the United States of America. Small school, that's Marion Local Flyers.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow's going to be a tough game. They're going to be coming ready to play tomorrow. They know they got beat last time in three, so they're going to be ready to come and compete. But, you know, like the girls were saying today at the end, the seniors were talking to the group, and they were saying, this isn't the same Marion Local team we played the last time. You got to understand that. But we're not the same for a recovery team that played last time either. We're starting to get better. Like, we're starting to gel. We're starting to come together. So, it's going to be dogfight tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be... whoever shows up and ready to play.
I read a couple of your quotes after the about last night's game, and you said, you know, one thing that we did after the game too was we kind of got a little lax.
Yeah,
and a lot of times in volleyball, and Fee's daughter played volleyball, and he's seen a lot of volleyball. When you're playing great competition and you get that lax, that law,
don't let your foot off the accelerator. Yeah,
because it can come back.
Yeah, I would argue with anybody on this, but I think of all sports, volleyball is one of the biggest games of momentum.
Oh my!
One tiny little change can completely spark the other team, and all of a sudden you're going into five.
Yeah.
So, you know, losing that third set, I was like, all right, we got to come ready to compete, because I know Lakeview is not going to give up. They have nothing to lose. They're down two. They're going to go out and fight.
Yeah.
So we got to come out and ready to play as well. And we had some girls that really stepped up in the second half of the game who, you know, kind of brought us back to life. So
I see that, and I don't get a go. Sad.
Well, you can't get a ticket.
It's tough.
I put a thing on Facebook day about it's easier to get a ticket for an Elvis concert. Jimmy Z texts me, and it's an Elvis impersonator in Vegas. He said, hey, I scored a ticket. I can't get one to the volleyball game, but I'm in Vegas watching Elvis impersonator.
I saw another one. I think it was from Diana Ramos, said something about she feels like she's a drug dealer when it comes to trying to figure out mafia drug dealer with giving the tickets. And it is that way. You're constantly like, you have 100 people hounding you, and you're like, how do I say no? You know, because everybody there. Yeah. So it's tough.
Yeah, Carly said that Carly had a ticket last night's game, so she goes in there, puts a code in, can't get a ticket. Sold out. So I think she texts you again. She said, and sold out. Carly said, well, I guess it's sold out. You know, so.
But I'm not for sure why. I think you should still, because if we're given the number of codes, those codes should still give you the opportunity to.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. We watched it at my house and ate pizza and listened to Rob Weaver. And I think that I would like to know how many people are watching that and how many watch it tomorrow night. It's a shame that thing is not for the COVID. A lot of things for the COVID, but man, could you imagine that atmosphere tomorrow night?
Oh, it's going to be a packed house tomorrow. I mean, a packed house for
packed as it can get.
as many people as you can get in the gym. Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be loud. It's going to be really loud.
If you leave like the locker room and you leave the door like unlocked a little bit,
put something like a book of matches,
a little shoe in there or something.
Book of matches,
maybe,
or something.
Maybe a couple guys might sneak in. I don't think anybody
pretty little.
Nobody ever recognizes it.
You can sneak right in. Nobody's gonna see it.
You got you got to really look at this season, and we talk about kids all the time, and you know Paige is great, and Whitley's great, but you're seniors.
They're special. They're very, very special.
Man. Hope Wendell and Kiara Wendell and Paige. What a great job they've done leading you guys.
That's exactly right. All three of them have done a fantastic job taking the underclassmen under them and, you know, teaching them as along the way. They're good people to actually look up to as well, from the standpoint that you want to do what they're doing on the court. And then they do a great job helping communicate with their fellow teammates as well. You know, Hope's not afraid to get on her sister saying, come on, you know, Faith, or getting on Emma, who's setting as well, saying, hey, you know, you need to do this game decision stuff. And, you know, same with Key with the defensive specialist. She'll work back there with those kids, you know, talk to them, you know, things that she's seen on the court, communicating with them or what they're doing with their platform on serve receive and stuff like that. And the same with, you know, Page Four Camp. She does the same thing with the attackers, you know.
Yeah.
She's been working with Marisa Garkey on a different attack today, the last couple of days, and it's been kind of funny watching it, you know, because it's a new.
Something different.
Yeah, so, she does a great job there, too.
Paige has that ability because she's so damn athletic. And don't get me wrong, Hope is a great setter of the volleyball.
Yeah.
She is. But Paige, she's so athletic that she can take an average set and absolutely demolish it.
Yeah, actually, you know.
And so can Witt.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, both those girls, that's one thing as a coach when you're sitting there is when you're coming up with your lineup in the offseason, you know, preseason, you're like, who do I want to put with those two girls? Do I put more of an inconsistent setter with one of the stronger hitters because they can hit anything?
Right.
And the, you know, the more consistent ones with those who need a little more of a consistent set or, you know, whether that help us be strong or should I continue to put the strong, we'll be better off with a strong setter with a strong hitter. So it's just something you play around with and, mm-hmm. you know, Paige and Witt have adapted a lot to different types of attacks. Like, I think this year more than any year, especially Paige Fortkamp, she used to only have one hit, and that was a hit as hard as she can.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she has changed that drastically this year. You know, yeah. that's something in the beginning of this season we just kept preaching. And then it was nice to see, like, Tiffany Garkey, who also has that college experience, able to work with her a little bit more on the types of attacks and change them and understand and grow in that area. And that's been something, one of the biggest growth I think Paige has made this year is on her attacks.
It is so easy for me, and this is just me, but to love Hope Wendell. Yeah. I just think that when you talk about rooting for kids,
yep.
how happy are you for that kid? Here's a girl who does nothing but work her butt off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm. And she just... I don't know, man. I just freaking love that kid.
She's actually the silent killer on the team. I don't think she gets the recognition she deserves from fellow people because there are some great athletes, and she only yeah. runs that 6-2. Yeah. So she's only in there for 3 rotations rather than 6 rotations. And but she's such a smart athlete, and I think out of all setters in the county, I would say she's probably the best at that, making game decisions. And yeah. her hands are so smooth. I mean, yeah. she's mm-hmm. She knows how to place the ball. I mean, I say give that ball to Whitley, and she's going to give the ball to Whitley, even when there's no, most setters could never set that ball to Whitley based on how that pass was, you know, yeah. and Hope's going to get it there, and she does exactly that, so.
Hmm. Yeah, and then well, one of the biggest injustices in the history of MAC volleyball was Kiki not getting first or second team.
I ain't happy about that.
I was mad as soon as I read that. I was like, okay.
I don't get it either.
That girl is freaking unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you could hit a golf, you could hit a volleyball at her 184 mile an hour, and she's going to hit it.
It's coming back.
Yeah, yep. She does a fantastic job back there. She's a great defender. I was disappointed as well, you know, as the coach. I was hoping for a few more girls to show yeah. up. But, you know, when you do sit back and look, you're only allowed to vote for 12, and you're not allowed to vote for your team. And if you think about it, the MAC is amazing.
It is.
To pick 12 people out of the nine, I think there are nine teams in the conference, yeah. not including yourself. That's tough. 12 yeah. people out of there, that's real tough. That so tough. It's unfortunate that she didn't get up there. But in the end, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, what a great motivator. Exactly. Hey,
we have been using it as motivation. You know, we've been using it kind of quite a bit. You know, we're yeah, like, yeah. hey, we got second in the MAC and we only had 2.
Yeah.
What's that? So, but you know, that's just my motivation. Absolutely. Like I said, nothing that's against anyone else. There's yeah. all those stuff. Athletes on there are fantastic. So yeah, I've been just trying to use that as motivation, just more as a motivation that I feel like, I still feel like for recovery from other, people outside are like, oh, it's for recovery, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, you guys right. got Marion Local. And I'm like, no. Like,
they got us.
Everyone, I've heard a couple people today say, ooh, you guys got Marion Local tomorrow. No, I don't. They got us. We're the good team right now. yeah. What is everybody saying that, you know? Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a dogfight. Marion's fantastic, but
well, you
they got us
that.
As well.
You preached that the last time he was on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah,
and I love
and he's
that.
He's exactly right.
Yeah.
I love that, too.
Yeah, I just think that's really cool.
I talked to my buddy, the commish. We were kind of talking about the same thing. You know, we were talking about, I said, that Bobby, I said, we ain't real happy about Kiki not getting on there. And he goes, well, you know, I kind of looked at it. And he said, I was thinking, must have been talking to the New Bremen's coach mm-hmm. and said, how can you have 3 girls on the first team and you didn't win? How can you not win the league and you got 3 girls on the first team? Mm-hmm. I said, man, I never thought about that. He yeah. says, some of that's, you know, you think about that the other way, it's like, good grief. You know, yeah. it is unbelievable. But,
and they're 3 fantastic.
Fantastic. I mean,
all those
players,
yeah. are fantastic.
Yeah,
athletes,
that's just how good yeah, everybody was just, this year.
Yeah.
So when you look, so did you stick around? I'm sure you stuck around watching yeah. Marion last
yeah.
night, right?
Yep, yep.
And when you watch that, and they got some heavy hitters. A Pullman girl
yeah.
can, yep. can flat, a Rathman girl. Them girls can hit, they can hit the ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what do you look at as far as what do we got to do?
Well, I look at you know, what did St. Henry do in certain areas that were successful? So we kind of are going to play upon that. You know, we're also going back, looking at what we did last time to see what areas of growth or what areas that we did well at, as well as what areas that we need to work on that they attacked us on. You know, those are some areas that we look into. We also look into certain situation as to who do you want to serve to? What can you do to get Pullman out, you know, to make her not have as many sets as possible?
Yeah.
You know, make, what can we do to get other girls that, to beat us? If they're going to beat us, make someone else beat us, not the Pullman girl, right. You know? And also, or let her have all the kills and shut everyone else down. Yeah. We're okay with that, you know? So in the end, you're just trying to come up with different strategies.
Yeah.
And sometimes they change by set, you know? You notice someone else starting to play really well or someone else starting to, you know, struggle a little bit more. Well, let's try it. Going at that instead. So yesterday's, I just kind of watched, looked at my last last rotation, kind of see if they made any changes and what adjustments they did make, and then what areas did St. Henry have success at when it came to competing against them.
How will you sleep tonight?
I think I'll probably sleep better tonight than I did on Monday night.
Is that right, nerd? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was just more of a nerve. Lincoln View scared me. Lincoln View, I think people overestimated them.
Uh-huh. Well, and I think there's another thing, Travis, is about that's the game that as a Mac, as a, we got to win that game.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, you know what, if we lose to Marion,
I think the big difference is, it's easy to motivate your kids with Marion.
Yeah.
It's harder to motivate as a coach against a team like Lincolnview when the girls really don't know anyone from the team.
Yeah.
Where they're going to compete against Marion, they're like, hey, I know this kid, I know this kid, I know this kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's more friends competing against each other. Easier to motivate them on that end.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, talk more about the Indian volleyball team and tomorrow night's huge matchup versus the Marion Flyers for the district title and hopefully a trip to the Elida Regional against the number two team, Tiffin Calvert. And we're going to come right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market has some great specials in their meat department for you through October 29th. Their big steak sale goes on another week with T-bones just $4.99 a pound. And listen to this, ribeyes are now just $5.99 a pound. You can't find steak prices like these anywhere. And all of these steak specials are ready to go in their grab-and-go section. And if you're planning to make a batch of beef jerky, they have some specially purchased 25-pound beef rounds. Just ask for it at the meat counter. Shop local and save big at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
The Jay County Visitors Bureau invites the public to attend the Midwest Shutterbug Car Show this Saturday at the Bupp Hall at the Jay County Fairgrounds in Portland. This year's show will feature the Scale Nationals. You'll see photos of cars, plus lots of scale models in competition. There's no admission. Modelers of all ages will be displaying their amazing works of art at this event. If you'd like to enter a scale model, registration is from 8 till noon, with a $5 entry fee for the first model, and then $2 for every model thereafter. There will also be an outdoor Halloween full-size vehicle show with a $10 entry fee. There'll be door prizes, giveaways, and concessions. A make-and-take program for kids as well as special needs individuals will be held, with each person being given a model to assemble, and then they can take the model home for no charge. Thanks to the Revel Model Company and Phil's Hobby Shop for their sponsorship of Make and Take. Since it is Halloween, a Day of the Dead celebration will be held from 9 to 5. That's the annual Midwest Shutterbug Scale Model and Picture Show this Saturday from 8 to 4 at the Bupp Hall at the Jay County Fairgrounds. Everyone's welcome, and again, admission is free.
Now listen to this. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I know who sings this song. Chris Cross.
Chris Cross.
Is it? I'm unbelievable. Do you know Chris Cross sang that?
I did not know that.
I'm an old rapper.
How's it spelled?
K-R-I-S-K-R-O-S-S.
Yeah, you got it.
Yay!
So it's not Christopher Cross.
No. Sailing takes me away. We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Freely. Chuck behind the boards. How you doing, Chuck?
Good, you?
Doing good.
Good.
And the head coach of the Lady Indians, Travis Guggenbiller.
Big game tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yep.
So, basically, there'll be the crack in the door in the locker room.
Yep. Yep.
It's easy to do. You give them the motivational. Let's go. Hey, yep. Go.
Just have them kick us.
They go first.
Sneaker over there in the doorway.
Sneak out there. Crack that one.
Yep.
Bingo.
Yep.
Huh? Should be no problem.
Bubba and Fee Show live.
A couple big guys walk in there. That's right. So we're talking about the season so far in the district finals and your ball club, Travis. Mm-hmm. So tonight at practice, it's got to be like they are just like, you got to bring them down a little bit?
No, actually the girls are ready today. We had a good practice today. We kind of went more of a, not a light practice, but worked on technicality. We know we can hit the ball, so why practice hitting the ball harder? You know, yeah. Why not work on different skills that we can do to improve that? So that was one area that we worked on today. And then serve and serve receive. And, you know, certain drills that we do defensively, they're hard, but the kids love them because they just kind of bring energy into the gym. And so we did some of those drills as well today in the gym. So that's kind of how I structured practice.
You got today. So you got how many kids on the varsity?
I got 15.
You dress 15?
I dress 15 and I have 18 practicing.
Really?
Yeah, I asked three more JV girls to come along.
I see Tegan Fortcamp's getting some PT.
Yeah, Tegan's been getting a lot of playing time. It was a tough decision in the beginning of the season who I wanted to play that spot, and I've kind of moved some kids around. I've had about three or four girls kind of move around in that spot, and then about midway through the season, I put her in, I think, against St. Henry. And then that was the game that I was like, all right, I knew then.
She can play.
She can play. So yep. It was. I think she needed time, and that was the difference. You know, she just needed a little more time, and she's done a fantastic job, an absolutely fantastic job. And I think her sister helps motivate her to work hard as well. So
And her mom.
Yeah,
oh, exactly. Absolutely.
You know, the whole family's, you know, everybody's involved in
that.
So.
That's right. Yep. But you have a lot of that. You have a close-knit, family-oriented team.
Yeah, I do.
You have the Kanapke, right?
Kanapke twins. Yeah. I have the Wendells, the Guggenbillers. I'm sure I'm forgetting.
Hey, Gracie had a nice game last night.
Grace had a fantastic game yesterday. You know, the two girls I was the most proud of are Grace Guggenbiller and Aubrey Kanapke.
Aubrey was tremendous.
Aubrey's serving was top notch. Those two girls needed that game just to prove to themselves, no one else but themselves, to say, wow, I am this
pretty good.
Yeah, you know, and that's exactly what they needed. So I felt so proud of them.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about what they're going to do tomorrow because I know they're going to do it again.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You have to be, and I've known you for long enough, but you have to be a great guy to play for because you are so upbeat and so positive. And that's got to be perfect for this ball club.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I always tell the girls I think I'd be one of the hardest coaches to play for. Because I show a lot of passion. But as a coach, you got to be very careful with that. Because when you get frustrated, the kids will feed off that as well. So that's been an error I've been trying to work on. So I think I've grown in that area. And I think teaching the kids in junior high really helps because they know who I am going in. They know how I am. They know, like, oh, that's just, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, Marissa Garkey will just say, I just don't listen to you. I just let it go. They're one ear out the other. And I'm like, it's fine. But, you know, I appreciate the honesty.
Absolutely.
That's exactly. And I think you have to have that respect. You have to build that respect for those kids.
I can just see
and
her.
Then she just says it. I'm just like, oh, God. Yep.
A positive for you is having Tiff Garkey on the bench.
Oh, my. You know, my coaching staff in general is just fantastic.
Yeah.
They really, really are. And then just being able to get Tiff involved. It was one of the biggest things. I've been in my mind, if I was going to get this position, I knew I wanted to get her to be a part of the coaching staff.
Because
she brings so much knowledge, more knowledge than any of us have.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you can't, she's been around, you can't. That's something that she's had for so long. So she just sees the things, and the girls respond well to that because they know she's been in their shoes. She's also has got more experience than them. Mm-hmm. So they really value her opinion.
Yeah.
And so that's just been a huge blessing to have her on the team. And I told her, she's still, even though she's pregnant with her fourth, I said, you're still going to have to figure out a way.
I'm begging you
to come back next year.
How about Chelsea? Have you?
I have talked to Chelsea. You know, Chelsea and I have been sending a lot of text messages lately. She's been helping me out a lot with, like, the voting. There's so much paperwork involved towards the end of the season. You know, you want to make sure everything's lined up and you think you got it all. And then all of a sudden something pops up and you're like, oh. So she's been helping me out on that. And I think she goes back to work next week and she said she'll come back in the gym. So I'm ready for it. Monday she's going to be back in and we're going to just keep it going. And one day at a time.
How cool is that?
It is fantastic. I've learned so much from her. So just to be able to have her, you know, as the person I can vent to as well, because she just knows exactly.
Yeah.
She knows what I'm going through and she knows the kids. So, and also the players have been able to go to her. I know some of the seniors and maybe even some of the younger ones, but I know a couple of the seniors have actually talked to her and, it's good for those seniors to have that because they value her opinion, and I appreciate that. So I find a lot of respect in that.
I was texting her today and just go, you know, some stuff about the game, and she, you could just tell in her text messages how damn proud she is.
Oh, I bet too.
I think she's pretty excited. She's been at a lot of the games. She's making sure that she's getting the ticket to get into the game. And I said, don't worry about it. I got a ticket for you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she's been at the game. She's sending me some stuff that she likes. And it's just nice to see, you know, as a coach, what you see on the court and what you, you know, you are in practice every day. But it's nice to see a coach who used to coach the team up and see them from the stands view, know, and then tell me what she thinks. And sometimes she's like, oh, I thought that person was fantastic. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, you know,
She sucked. It was terrible.
Like, I was just frustrated. And she, you know, so she's helped calm me down on this. Yeah. And she's like, no, I think she's doing fantastic. So she's helped, you know, in that area as well.
She's probably listening. So if she can't get a ticket tomorrow, she can't get a code.
She'd come in the door with
that. Locker room. What time's
it? I would figure that one out. I'd make sure she gets in the locker room.
What time? What time's the game? 7?
It's 6 o'clock tomorrow.
6 o'clock. So Chelsea at 5:55. If you're outside out and you'll see a couple big guys out there. And we'll try to sneak old Chelsea in, too.
I'll make sure she figures. I'll give her a job so she can get in there.
How about Brett Dekamp? Brett's got to be like,
I give him a lot of credit. This year is one heck of a year when it comes to with all the codes that he has to send out and everybody wanting to get in the game. And it's unfortunate that there's so many restrictions this year.
Travis, well, I tell you what, just by listening to you, and I've been around a lot of coaches, and a lot of coaches, they don't want that. You know, I'm the coach. I'm the main man, you know, and I love hearing guys that, hey, if you know something that's going to help us, let me have it. You know, let me have it.
Yeah.
You know, I've coached with Jerry enough, and Jerry was the same way. You know, he was like, you know, I know a lot, but I don't know everything, you know, and it's like, I love that, you know, and you got some great people around you that you're sucking up the knowledge that you can, and it's showing, man. You're doing a great job.
I tell my players that I'm a student in the game as well. I'm learning every day, so they're helping me as well. So, you know, if they don't like something, let me know.
Absolutely.
That's the only way we're going to communicate with me.
And the Garkey girl will tell you she don't listen.
She's going to be the first one. Is like, whatever.
Yeah, great coach.
I just love it.
Good luck tomorrow night,
thank
my friend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And I would love nothing more than to have you back up here talking volleyball all next right. week.
We'll
and,
do
and,
it. Yeah, we'll do it
and,
again. We'll do
talking it. About a berth in the regionals.
All right, sounds good.
That's Travis awesome. Guggenbauer, the head coach of your Lady Indian volleyball team, going for a district title tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right. Fort Side Fieldhouse versus the Marion Local Flyers. Go Indians. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Our Lady Indians are playing great in the tournament, and they will now play in the district finals tomorrow night at 6 at the Portside Fieldhouse against MAC rivals the Marion Local Flyers for the right to go on to the regionals next Thursday at Elida. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's play-by-play with Rob Weaver for tomorrow night's match. Football is finished for the year, but volleyball is going strong. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night for the big-time volleyball tournament action and help cheer on our Lady Indians as they keep playing tough teams every match. You can watch all the action live on the NFH Network tomorrow night with Rob Weaver's play-by-play on WPGW, and you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. I wrote this song.
You did. Congratulations.
I lied.
It's a great song.
That's a lie.
It is a great song.
Yep.
I had the privilege. Okay, so here's my Saturday night, right? So I want to go to the game. Can't go. Not allowed. Once again, in a rage. All right. So I call Hobbsy about 6 o'clock. And I said,
Harold, did you get to go to the game?
Why don't you shut up, Neil?
I did.
So I said, are you doing the game? Yep, Fee's going to do it with me. I said, what? Yeah, Fee's going to do it with me. Fee's going to do it, even though he had a ticket. Fee's going to do it, but we'll let Bobby go to Ruler Foods with his wife, get a grilled cheese from Happy Humpty.
Ooh.
Or whatever that place is. Happy Days.
Happy Days, yeah.
Happy Hump Day.
There was a Happy Hump Day.
There was a Happy
Hump Day. I think there was, yeah.
Meat Gator.
No, I think there was one Salina.
There was one somewhere around here years ago, but it's been a long time.
So I got a grilled cheese, french fries, and a pop. And
so it's Harold, delicious. Harold got in as a broadcaster, but he didn't give you his ticket?
No, and didn't offer. So I'm driving home, I'm driving like on Saint Bergsville Road, and I'm just really sad. I mean, I'm just sad.
Sad.
And I'm listening to the pregame, and him and Obzi are, this is the greatest game ever, we're all fired up. And I can see the lights of Memorial Stadium, and Cavalier Stadium all lit up, and I just have to keep driving by, and I go home, and I pull in the driveway, and Indians score a touchdown, and I'm like, I just sit out here and listen to the game. I listened to the whole game sitting out in my vehicle. Could have died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Or you could have gone in the house and listened in the house.
It was just, Jody wasn't around, and she just, you know, she, why's the score now? You know, so, just stuff that just drives you
Who
nuts.
Who did that?
Yeah, yeah. What happened there? So I just decided I was going to listen to the game by myself on the radio. I was so nervous at halftime. Like I was biting my fingernails, and I was like, "Damn, we're gonna win this game." And I was sitting there thinking, okay, so we got to get the fire trucks off of him. We got to do, how are we going? You know, I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Huge.
And we just played almost a flawless game.
Perfect game. Yeah.
And the Indians lose to the Coldwater Cavaliers and just kind of a heartbreaker.
Ooh,
and a block punt and a missed 2-point conversion and
a blocked extra point.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch that?
Well, Fee and Hobbs said offside.
I was having a heart attack.
And I watched it.
It was no doubt.
You know, where I was standing, I couldn't see it.
Hiked.
But so I watched it on WOSN so I could sit there and pause it and do all that kind of stuff. Watched it 10 times. The guy that blocked the punt had one long stride into our backfield when the ball was snapped. His foot was behind our line when we snapped the ball.
We are protesting. Mm-hmm. We want the teams back on the field.
Let's do it again.
You in or out?
One more time.
I'm out. I'm tired.
You done?
Yeah. But, you know, and that's okay. I'm officials do miss some, but when two separate people, although they were sitting side by side, see that and point it out, I'd said something to at least one of the coaches, and they didn't see it at all because they were the same angle I was, where they were blocked from really seeing any of that. But where those guys were, he came from that side of the field, and you could easily see that he was.
And it also, I mean, when you start thinking about it, then the game completely changes.
Yeah,
you know, because
yeah.
then we just need an extra point to tie it up there. We don't go for two. All of a sudden, you know, late in the fourth quarter, it's tied up.
Yeah,
or if they would have called that penalty, we might be in half the distance to the goal.
Go for two. They couldn't stop us anyway.
Yeah.
No.
And then we have gigantic momentum instead of we're trying to fight our way back into a position where we can go for two. You know, we would have been in the catbird seat.
Yeah. So a couple of things I'm going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Perry Hall texts in Chariots of Fire. Perry Hall is Jesus.
Yes.
He is Jesus.
We love
him.
Perry's the man.
He's unbelievable. He knows everything.
Yep.
Another thing is I want to talk about how great a job you and Homsy did on the radio. Mm. It is unbelievable for a small town radio station in a small backwards town radio station.
Yep.
And this is the worst radio station. These are a bunch of clowns.
Well, technically, we're not even radio.
No.
We're just
an internet bunch of yahoos.
There's no radio involved.
How good of announcing Jeff Hobbs is.
Jeff is the best high school football announcer anywhere that I've ever heard.
Oh, play.
He doesn't miss the sponsors. He gets every.
He's so good.
It's like he's
unbelievable.
He is. Well,
he could walk onto any place and say, "I'll be your announcer," and if Paul Keel's keeled over, he could walk in and take over.
He's really good.
You guys did a great job. And the thing that was really bad was a couple of two or three weeks ago, he was caught in a traffic jam. Dave Kalp was going to help him. He was caught in a traffic jam. I did the first five or ten minutes. It was awful.
It was unbelievable.
It was really it was awful.
It was a back. It was like a
and I saw saw hot. No, it was terrible. And I'll admit that it was. I didn't want to do it. I'm not good at it.
You don't even claim to be good at it.
No, absolutely not.
No, right?
No, I had no idea.
But it's better.
I was pretty sure that Clay Schmitz was the quarterback, and that's about as good as I got. And there were some people standing by him, but that was about it.
I suck at it too. I mean, I'm a lot better.
Oh no, you're
basketball's a little better.
Yeah. I saw Hobbs sprinting up the steps. He gets in, sits down.
He can hardly breathe.
He couldn't breathe.
Couldn't give him the mic.
He said, "Clay Schmitz is the quarterback, and this guy here, three guys out here.
The Hall brothers in the red zone. Yeah. What the hell?
He couldn't breathe, and he'd already said 55 smarter things than I said in 3 seconds, and I said in 10 minutes. He is so good.
He is good at that.
He's the best ever.
So let's talk a little bit about the Indian football team, and let's recap this season, okay? So we have high expectations.
Absolutely.
You know? First of all,
we're fired up because we get a play.
Absolutely.
Because we want to play.
Well, that's a great point. Because we didn't even know if it was going to be a play.
No, we thought maybe he's done.
Well, yeah. I was sure we weren't.
And I remember talking to Brent. We were sitting out behind his dad's house, and we were calling him. He goes, I just want to play, man. We just want to play. And the season starts, and we have some success, then we get beat, and we're not playing very well. And then the St. Henry game comes around, and we lose that in a heartbreaker game.
Yeah.
And these kids, and I'll never forget this. So, it's about life lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody's upset. And some of these kids, some of these seniors, and I ain't giving names out. I seen them on a golf cart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I said, boys, we just got, you know, and they're so intelligent.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, that's in the books. That game don't mean nothing. We're not playing for a MAC championship. We just got to get ready for the second season.
Mm-hmm.
And the maturity level of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk about the senior-driven team and how this was our year and these guys have been the...
Oh, yeah.
And then they come on with the playoffs and it's like... Fairbanks, we absolutely hammer them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Coldwater, and we're playing the mighty Cavs. And you talk about leaving it on the field. Mm. You talk about some of these kids, Derek Judy, Clay Smith, Gavin, all these kids, Bear Ben, or the Ben Boy.
Ben Boy.
He has played great all season, and that was, I think, by far his best game.
Yeah.
And when you talk about, you know, he has been so good this season that if you talk about the best game, that's really something. Because, you know, last year he was pretty good, but he seemed like he should have done better this year. He was everything you thought he should be.
And he was so outstanding.
Yeah. Regan Martin.
Yeah. Yeah.
These kids.
Kobe Wendell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we talk about these seniors, and I know we're missing a couple, but these kids.
And some of them are linemen that don't touch the ball, right. So you don't.
Kenny Judy.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We literally said they were blowing holes open.
We did to them what Coar's done to us so many times.
So many times.
Couldn't stop them.
No.
They absolutely could not stop Derek Judy.
No.
Derek Judy was
he went behind
four
those
or five
two
yards
guys.
Every time.
Yeah.
You know, and I give credit to our offensive coaches because when they got up eight, I thought, don't waver here because we're good. I mean, and he didn't. They didn't waver. We just ran right down their throat. And they couldn't stop us. No. It was fun to watch.
Yeah. It's something that we have. Well, first of all, we've never seen it against Coldwater.
No.
I mean, 1 year up here, we had them beaten it. But but this was a game where we dominated the trenches.
Oh,
they absolutely, and you're right, they couldn't stop us.
They didn't know what to do.
But it's Coldwater, and somehow they figured out, you know, it's something, and in our game, it was a block extra point, it was a block punt, it was it's unbelievable how you got to play just the perfect game.
Yeah. Against those kind of teams.
Against
I mean, the Marion Locals, we talked about it coming right out of the gate. We played that team out of the gate, and if we don't turn the ball over, we beat that team.
Yeah.
Because we were better than them that night.
Yeah.
But we make some mistakes, and they gobble that up. And, man, and I give us credit to the defense. I thought our defense was phenomenal. We had two turnovers that they did not score on, and they should have because they were in our territory. You know, in a normal year, they would have scored on us in two plays probably.
Absolutely.
But they couldn't beat us because our trenches were that good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just... Oh, I just felt so bad for him. I wanted to win so bad.
My heart ached for them guys.
I mean, you just...
It ached for them guys. It ached for Brent. It ached for the whole whole thing because, man, I won. When you come so close and the season's over or they can play a couple more games. And the seniors decided, and I think Brent did the right thing. Boys, what do you want to do?
Yep.
And they said... We're done. We're mentally broke.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
Yeah, no, that's tough.
And one of the things he said was, if we can play Minster in a rivalry game, we will play. Otherwise, you know, we can't get anything. We can pad our stats, and that's not a bad thing, because some of them have really good stats, and a little bit more could really help their career numbers and stuff like that. But their heart wasn't going to be in it.
It's
so to go through the motions and somebody get hurt, it's not.
I mean, we went through that in baseball in the summer. You know, and we had the seniors. We had a great senior class that got cheated out of their season. And, you know, Jerry kind of told them, well, here's the deal. You guys can play for a couple weeks. We can practice 100 times, and maybe you'll get to play a couple games, and then I'm going to let the younger kids play.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's tough. I mean, for seniors, and our seniors pretty much said, nah, I think we're done. You know, we're done.
I got a text here from Chris Sean. Seanzy says, listen to the show tonight, boys. The Fort Recovery Corps game was one of the best games I've ever seen covering high school football. So, and Seanzy's watched a lot of games.
That guy's seen a lot of games.
So when you think about that, and it's just one of those deals where, oh, man, I felt for them kids.
I did too.
And for them guys not to play another game, I got no problem with that, man.
No, right. No, I understand. Yeah.
I wanted to do another game because I want to see them play because they're awesome.
Yeah.
But I can absolutely understand why they're
just setting up.
It's just, we have nothing to play for, and just to play to pad some stats, that's not good. But playing Minster in a rivalry game, yeah, maybe.
We'll get the seniors up here sometime. We'll take them up here.
Yeah, definitely.
But I just want to say before we take a break here is that I just want to thank them guys.
Absolutely.
For giving it all they got and and just absolutely laying it on the line Saturday night at Coldwater.
They did. I tell you what.
They could have.
And I know they've heard the stuff. You know, everybody's, they're the chosen class, you know, and this is gold. We're going to, this is big and stuff. Yeah. But, you know, after that St. Henry debacle, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, they came back and played two fantastic football games and probably got beat by the state champion. I mean, there's a very good chance.
Yeah. Well, and Hobbs has said that since we played Coldwater the first time, and maybe even Marion, because Marion wasn't in our class. Yeah. But Coldwater, Fort Recovery, that's the state championship. The year, and I believe he said in that first regular season game, second game of the season, whichever one of these teams is going to win the state championship.
And there was a Kim Wendell take a picture to take, you know, she's unbelievable picture taking.
Great.
She had a volleyball game last time. She got a picture of her daughter with clenched fist.
That enthusiasm.
And then
so
Travis
cool.
is 9 feet up in the air, jumping up and down, and Tiff's having a baby, and her,
gotta love
she's
that.
Up, and I'm like, it's okay, Tiff's going to have a baby. Travis going to have a heart attack. And she had a picture of our kids. And Chip Otten, Coach Otten, was walking. He was like hashtags, and you can see our kids acknowledge the mutual respect.
Well, and I want to give credit to you because you made a there was a million things. People all commented on it. And they were all Chip, class act, and you said, "How about the class act of those seniors that just got beat?" That wave at that guy and says, good luck, you know. And then that's the kind of senior class we have, and that's unbelievable.
That's right. I take my hat off them guys.
Yes.
You know how pissed off we would have been losing that game, or how, you know, to lose a heartbreak. Not these guys acknowledge they're class kids.
Yeah.
They are Fort Recovery. We're proud of them.
Absolutely.
And we'll root for them for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take a break, come right back. We're going to talk about the passing of the legend, Les.
Yep.
We're going to share some Les stories, and we'll come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items, or give us a call to get them to go.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Wow. There's
still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including 3 vehicles, 8 trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their popular spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and this year it will be carry-out only, and there will be no pre-sale tickets this year. The carry-out meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, and dessert. Just follow the signs on North Wayne Street for their drive-thru. Tickets are, again, only $6, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 3rd.
Breadsticks.
Where we're at.
So.
I thought we were having a song.
No, we're no song.
Okay. No song?
No, I do like songs. Though. Yeah, but that's missed okay. on this one.
Yeah,
on it's been a tough couple days.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read something here, and this is from Jack Stogler. And Jack put this on Facebook, and it's worth reading because you talk about just capturing less.
Yeah.
So I got to get through this without crying because as you get older, you get a little more emotional.
Mm-hmm. If you keep passing it around, we might get through it in the next hour.
Yeah, that's right. So this is Jack Stogler's tribute to Les Johnson. So hearing the passing of Les Johnson is such a sad thing. Yet I think about the life he lived and the lessons that he taught. As adults, there are times we sit back and think, oh, to look at life through the eyes of an innocent child again. I didn't know Les that well outside of basketball games, but watching him on any given Friday night, he lived his life in a manner that brought him and others joy. There are very few of us over the age of 30 who don't wish we could step out on the floor and grab a loose ball at halftime and see if we still have it. There are voices in each of us that screams to get out there in the line with all the young kids at halftime and see if we can double our money and make a three-point shot. When the fight song plays or the two bits, four bits cheer starts, we hesitate and we look around to see if anybody else's involvement before we embrace it ourselves. From what I saw, Les Johnson never did that. He never hesitated. He never bothered to look around. He knew what he wanted, and he did it. Teaching us lessons. He did it without a care in the world. There are people teaching us lessons every day, and Les Johnson did that to us on Friday night. Thanks for showing us how to be fans, Les. Fly high, go Indians. Now, what a perfect thing about to say
that
about.
Is. That's exactly what.
You know?
Yeah. And every reply on that post was exactly great. That says it all. Yeah. Jack can put that stuff into words like nobody's business.
He is good.
He has an art.
He does.
But Les Johnson had an art.
Yes.
Les Johnson had an art of making people smile.
Smile. Oh, yeah.
He brought joy to so many fans, not only us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You had an unbelievable thought the other day. How many people fed him balls?
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about the kids. Think about every manager that was ever managed had to give him 100 balls.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to.
And that was
his job.
That's just Fort Recovery.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you go to other places, they'd throw them to him.
I have some videos, and I was laying there last night going through it, and I have some other Les Johnson videos. I got one at Lincoln View. It has to be the loudest roar I've ever heard. he shoots one at the right before the like 3 minutes they buzz a horn.
Yeah.
And it goes in and it's right at the horn and the eruption of the kids. And you can see their student body system.
Yeah, and it's their student body, not our student
absolutely.
Body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheering him on.
Yeah. And they were like, and he comes over and right at the buzzer. Yeah, and I got exactly it all right. In videotape. It is so awesome. And I'll put that on there. To Doug and Cindy and back and the Johnson family.
You and have the rest of the Eichenauers.
Yeah.
And just, oh, man.
Yeah. But you know, it's really the great thing about Facebook. The great thing about Facebook is when times like this happen, to read some of the things. Donnie Werkamp's comments.
Awesome.
I freaking laugh.
Awesome.
I miss those. That's probably Twitter, and I don't do Twitter.
No, it was on Facebook. He said, I'm going to miss my old buddy whenever I had a game.
Yep.
I would call Les, and he would be ready to go.
Anytime.
And his, how far is it? It was one, two, three, or four beers. That's how he based it.
That's how far we were driving.
How far we had to go. It was
three
a long
beer trip tonight.
Yeah, it was a three beer, four beer, one beer, two beer, and what a guy. And me and Fee was, you know, we went out there and you know when we first heard that Les had pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
We went out and visited him, and he was like, he was great, you know.
Yeah, he's just awesome. I mean,
and I remember, you know, we're sitting there, and Les is sitting in his chair, and backing me, you and back here sitting in the kitchen, and she said, I just want him to get you know, one more basketball season. If we could just get him, and he did, man.
He did.
He did great.
And he looked so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was Les. If you didn't know he had a problem,
You
would not have realized it because he was Les 100%.
Yeah. Back, you know, she came in and had her car service once, you know, during this, and it was probably right after he'd had a chemo, and then he pretty much said, I'm done. I don't want to do that no more. And she kind of told the doctor, well, you really don't want to do that. And the doctor said, you know what? Let him go.
Yeah.
You know, if it gets bad, we'll do something. And, you know, I think he just lived with it, and he loved going to them basketball games. I think that was his medicine.
Yeah,
you know, if he had a tough day, you know, I'm sure he got the basketball game.
He'd probably
live
30 more years if we had a basketball game every night.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, because cancer is awful, and almost any disease is awful. But if you have a positive attitude and you're happy, that they have found that extends your life.
Yep. Yeah,
it that's actually right. Literally extends your life.
We went to when Les, and after he was diagnosed, he had some health issues. He had an infection.
Yeah, he had some
bad
luck.
And he was in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And we went over and visited him, and he had a bunch of get well cards.
Yeah.
And he had them babies lined up on his wall, and they wrapped around his room. He had them things so organized, and he knew where each of them, you know, and then he had a cover. He had like his, I want to say it's like a sock drawer or something. He had others, you know. It was just unbelievable the stuff that guy, and it just, it was an easy guy to just absolutely.
The day we went out there, I remember you, I don't know what we did. We were doing something. We were going to go out there, and we got held up doing something, and then you called me and said, Mackie just called. Les is going crazy. We don't get out there right away. And I'm sure that was his schedule. He had it in his head that he knew we were coming.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
Where are they?
And he was standing right by the door when we got there, too. Just neat. Awesome.
Yeah, that was one of those deals where you always, dang, I don't want to go out there.
Yeah, like, I know. You're like, dreading it. And then after we did it, it was like great.
Oh, great. Absolutely.
Well, he's one of those people that can lift you up.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't make myself go out there.
Yeah.
Bubba brought a bunch of lottery tickets.
But I think if I had,
if
I had gone out there, I'd have felt a whole lot better.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. But yeah, we, you know, we here at Fort Recovery Radio just want to send our condolences to the family. And like you said, Neil, the Eichenhowers, Donnie Werkamp, the people who
back.
Who,
yeah.
You know, they, But Beck had a thing on Facebook. It said, you know, she's with Portsy now. And
yeah.
She had a picture of, it had to be the early 70s.
Awesome seven, picture, yeah.
It was in the gym, but the old bleachers were in there.
Yeah.
I would guess it was 1980, something like that. Yeah. And Les and Portsy are sitting there. And Portsy's like, they're
intense.
Into that conversation.
They're intense about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And you can bet that.
That has to be really good. And then I saw one also today. Just, I had no time, but somehow this popped up. Beck Rammel, Stacy said, my mom always sat right by him.
Yeah.
And so there's Rick and Mom and Les all...
Be watching the game.
Oh, yeah.
Side by side, just going crazy. And... Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you threw out that video, too. That was a great night. We did the 1,000-point thing. That was just so cool.
I texted Justin Ferks after I heard that Les passed away. And and I said I will never forget what Ferksy did there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was our idea.
Yeah.
But Ferksy took the ball and he ran with it. He got the trophy. Yeah. He got the girls to take the picture. Yeah. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. It was just the whole thing. The Fort Recovery people loved Les Johnson.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They absolutely loved him.
And I didn't notice it until the last 3 or 4 years, and I don't know if it happened before that, but what I noticed the last 3 or 4 years, that all these other schools just, and especially their student sections, just thought it was just awesome.
Well, the biggest thing, I think, is because he could shoot.
Yeah.
He'd get down there in them corners and make 9, 10 straight threes in a row.
I remember,
unbelievable.
You guys were kind of tied up with something else one night about 3 or 4, 5, 6 years ago. And I walked over to the scorer's table and I said, he just made 13 out of 15.
Yeah.
There'd also be nights when he'd go 0 for 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he'd make a couple, and he'd make every night one.
For the 1,000th point.
Oh, yeah.
He took him forever to knock
we're
that in.
Yeah. It's going to take 20
minutes.
Come on, Les.
Nervous.
Yeah.
No, actually, he was just hogging the spotlight.
He might have been a little bit.
Yeah.
He was. And we did have a... was it a sports talk? I don't think it was Insight.
Yeah.
Sports talk
for
45 minutes. That was, I'm not sure what the date was. I was going to look that up and didn't.
Becky brought him in.
You can go back in our archives and listen to that. And, you know.
I forgot about that.
These guys ask him questions and he just answers them.
Yep.
You know, why do you keep score? Because I feel like it. You know, I don't remember, I don't remember what the answer was, but, you know, it's just awesome. He was just one of a kind. You know, we have Neffy. We have Ricky, we have Les, some of our craziest fans.
We do have some.
I'll be there someday.
Great fans.
And
what'd you just say?
Nothing.
I thought you said, I'll be there someday.
I don't think I said that at all. But, you know, they're all there, and our fans know, and our players know that they are, especially basketball, they are just on our side. And rooting for them 100%, and there's nothing you can do to stop those great fans that we've had over the years that, you know, tragically have died too young. Yeah. Every one of those people is younger than I am.
Yeah.
And it's just...
too bad.
They should still be here for another 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Less probably 40 more years.
That's right. I got this text from Donnie Wendell. Donnie Workham. Donnie says... And we're gonna knock this thing off. Donnie says the thing about Les is he never ever got out of the vehicle without saying thanks for the ride and thanks for the beers. Yeah. And Les, we thank you for teaching us life.
Damn right.
We'll be back with Sports Talk next week.
Far heroes proved. yourself.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.